This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Let's go. They can see that I'm the legend. Got the gold in my possession. No doubt in my mind, no question. I hold the keys to my successes. Greatness lives inside of me. Cut me open, bleed royalty. I've never known defeat. That's for the weak. For the throne, you better show loyalty. Nothing can stand in my way. I look it right in the face. I'm winning this race. Can't hold me back. Can't hold me down. It's time for me to own it now. I'm on a whole new level. I'm on a whole new level. I'm on a whole new
program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, it does not matter who the host is. Yes, you are absolutely right. Anyways, how are you? Today is Tuesday, July the 30th of 2024, day 212 of the year, and only 154 days left to go. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Yes, Infiltration Radio Big, you know, the side of the house. Of the stuff that we have going on, no doubt or outer about that, as we are hanging out. So, yes, it is the day. It is Tuesday. It is the day where a lot of new movies come out if you're actually watching the video streaming aspect of life. So that's where that would end up going. But let's get into it. A lot of stuff to talk about. You know, yesterday I was here, not here kind of thing, you know, kind of a combo. On the JL in the Morning Show on Radio Big, if you hung out over there. Not so much on this side of the equation, unless you were listening on Safety FM, and then you kind of heard a rerun, which we normally don't like to do, but hey, it happens from time to time. I had to go to the state capitol yesterday. It was a state capitol kind of day thing, so that's what ended up taking place. So that's why I could not make a lovely appearance here. Of what's going on. But that's neither here nor there, so let's talk about this. Anyways, we are a show that talks about safety in the news and safety, kind of the way that it goes. We hang out, we talk, we, go through the information that's readily available. And then we are broadcasting on RadioBig.fm. We are on SafetyFM.com, and on Safety.fm, just another reference there. And then we are on the podcatcher, you know, the podcatchers of podcatchers. And I think... You know, I probably should have some more information for you this week in regards of podcatcher phenomenon on some of the things that we're going to start doing here. So you might enjoy that, but we'll talk about that later in the week. We also stream across the different social media platforms just for information purposes. So you'll have that as an aspect, too, of things to do. So there's a whole cluster F of things to do here, just depending on where you want to hang and bang. Just realistic on how it works. So with that being said, let's talk. Let's talk about what is going on. And let's go through the whole thing. Let's talk about you interacting with the show. All you have to do is go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. And that will get you directly into our system. And then we can do our little lovely lovelies as we're going through it. I mean, I don't think it gets easier than that. That's just kind of the way that the world goes. So with that being said, why don't we take a listen to what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, and new video surfaces from the July the 13th assassination attempt and a warning for weight loss clients. We'll talk about that as we get into the shit list. Also, more details emerge regarding the Justin Timberlake TWI. Wow. TWI arrest. We'll talk about that as we get into show business. Also, Deadpool and Wolverine dominates the box office. And let's see. Pauly Shore is still working on the Richard Simmons biopic. We'll talk about that as we get into the casting calls. And Princess Anne celebrates a big win for Team UK. We'll talk about that as we get into the Royals. So with that being said, I have some people that are waiting that want to tell you directly about the news. And I think you want to hear about the news because that's why you're here. So let's go ahead and do that.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
In London, I'm Nina Maria Potts with the latest world news. Thousands of protesters are repudiating Nicolas Maduro's election win in Venezuela in Sunday's election amid opposition calls for him to step down over his disputed victory. Maduro was proclaimed victor of Sunday's election by the government-controlled electoral authority, but his opposition rival was polling well ahead of him before the vote. Protesters say they're determined to keep the momentum going to get him to step down. Israeli far-right protesters have stormed an army base in support of soldiers accused of mistreating a Palestinian prisoner there. And travel warnings have been issued for Western citizens to leave Lebanon as diplomatic efforts continue aimed at stalling an Israeli retaliation for the Golan Heights attack at the weekend. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres and other United Nations officials have condemned Saturday's rocket attack on a football field in the Golan Heights. At least 12 were reportedly killed, mainly children and teenagers. Fears are mounting of full-blown regional conflict amidst this latest attack between Israel and Lebanon's Hezbollah. Jody Jacobs reports.
The Secretary General has called for restraint, fearing escalating violence in the region. In a statement released over the weekend, Antonio Guterres said civilians and children in particular should not continue to bear the burden of the horrific violence. It went on to say that the Secretary General is urging all parties to exercise maximum restraint and reiterates once again his consistent calls on all concerned to avoid any further escalation. Another statement released by the UN Special Coordinator for Lebanon also condemned the attack, Araldo Lazario, calling for civilians to be protected. Jody Jacobs, New York.
In other news, in the UK, two children have died and nine have been injured in a ferocious stabbing at a dance school. The motive for the alleged 17-year-old attacker is not yet known. Two adults are in critical condition. At least 19 people have been killed and many others injured in a landslide in the South Indian state of Kerala. Incessant rainfall is believed to have triggered the catastrophe, and local reports say hundreds are still feared trapped under the deluge. Ishan Garg tells us more.
Rescue efforts are ongoing but are being complicated by heavy rainfall in the region. Reports say several people were washed away into a river nearby after the landslides, while dozens got trapped in the deluge. Kerala's chief minister says state and federal first responders are helping pull people out. Roads and highways have been blocked, and weather officials say more rain is predicted in the next few hours, which could make rescue efforts tougher. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says he's spoken with Kerala's chief minister and has assured all possible help.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Amid escalating tensions in the South China Sea, the Philippines and the U.S. are holding 2+2 talks in Manila. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin are meeting their Filipino counterparts, and discussions aim to bolster the U.S.-Philippine alliance. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
This all really centers around concerns about the South China Sea and what the Philippines and the United States see as China's increasingly assertiveness in this disputed waters. Under the Philippine President Marcos Jr., we have seen a more assertive Philippines, which has been growing closer to the United States. In May, we saw these joint military exercises between the United United States and the Philippines, and they simulated a retaking islands facing the South China Sea and Taiwan.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign has raised $200 million since President Joe Biden dropped out of the race and endorsed her, according to her team. Sally Patterson reports from New York.
Kamala Harris's presidential campaign says it saw a historic weekend of action in the U.S. state of Nevada. While the vice president seems to already be enjoying a strong backing in her party, the Democrats still need to officially nominate her. The Democratic National Convention is coming up in August. Harris also needs to pick a running mate, something Gretchen Whitmer, a Democratic campaign co-chair, says is likely to happen in the next 6 or 7 days. Meanwhile, her rival, former President Donald Trump, sparked concern and confusion when he addressed Christians directly at a conservative convention, saying if they vote for him this November, in 4 years, you don't have to vote again, he said. We'll have it fixed so good, you're not going to have to vote.
And that's the latest world news from Feature Story News. I'm Nina Maria Potts reporting.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud. One of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime, get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally,
Since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's L-A-D-D-E-R life.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out, and your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Here is another bit for our competitors to copy. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, there you go. 17 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Tuesday as we get to do all the fun stuff that we're doing around here. No doubt about that. Anyways, let's get into the shit list real quick because that is what we do. We talk the shit about what is going on inside of the news cycle. So let's do this. The latest on the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, the New York Times obtained some text messages between local law enforcement and the people that were actually patrolling the event on July the 13th, showing discussions between the officers about a suspicious person who turned out to be the shooter more than 90 minutes before the shooting took place. The officers who spotted the eventual shooter was aware that he had a backpack and was using a rangefinder aimed at the stage. Worth asking, why wasn't this communicated with the Secret Service to keep Trump from taking the stage until they were able to verify the suspect wasn't a threat? That would, of course, you know, retrospect, things become easy as we talk about that. The FBI inexplicably not yet held a victim interview with Trump, who has agreed to sit for one. The Bureau says that the standard practices as part of such as the investigation. New footage from the day of the shooting has surfaced online, taken by an event attendee who gave his phone to the state police, who later returned it. The video was taken from beyond the fence line and the secure perimeter near the notorious AGR building where the shooter set up his gun. The footage does not reveal the obvious evidence, but does suggest that the police were aware of the situation somewhere in or near the AGR building before the shots were fired. This was all known. I mean, it's a 7-minute video that's online. So that's the thing to think about. It's 7 minutes long. You can take a look at it. It's online. Not that hard to find. It is on X. So just so you know, let's see. When was it released? It's by Kyle Becker, Breaking the New Sniper Next Video Assassination. I mean, I would show it to you, but it's 7 minutes long. So that's the first thing. So it's there, and it's been already reposted about 1,500 times. So that's just information that's out there. Also, a CNN poll shows that 86% of American renters would like to buy a home but can't afford to do so, making matters worse. A majority at 54% believe that they'll never have the means to buy one. Meanwhile, Americans can't afford to put money away for savings either. The personal saving rate, meaning the percentage of individuals' income that sock away in a savings account, fell to 3.4% in June. the second worst since the 2008 crisis. The worst was 2022. Worth remembering, thanks to the generous pandemic-era government benefits, Americans added $2.3 trillion to the aggregated savings in 2021. That excess balance has been virtually depleted by the economy, and it gets worse. I mean, because why wouldn't it? Thanks. So let's see. It gets worse. Total credit card debt is just about $3 billion short of the all-time high. And this is according to the Cobesi letter. So let's see. $2.3 trillion in pandemic-era government benefits. And then now you have about $3 billion in credit card debt. $3 billion. I mean, I don't know. I always look at it, and I understand you have to kind of, you know, move some things around to make sometimes life work. But $3 billion, it's a lot of money. Let's start off with that. I mean, if anything, if I always look at it from the standpoint, if you are running into some debt crises and stuff to look at, and you're trying to really understand how to do it, Financial Peace University by Dave Ramsey and his team, the Ramsey Group, definitely worth looking into. I looked into that thing probably, I would probably say at this point, man, it's probably been like 18 years, something like that. Probably some of the best stuff I've ever done in my life in regards to being able to understand it, because it's kind of like the mindset thing, but let's not have a financial course all of a sudden, but it's something worth looking into. It's how to change the whole process and make things work for you. Because, you know, that's going to be a big portion on things that need to happen. Your money needs to work for you. Yeah, that's just the way that it goes. Also, anyways, new intelligence for the government of South Korea confirms that for now that Kim Jong-un Jr. is actively preparing his daughter, Ju-ahu, to succeed him. Ju-ahu first appeared back in 2022, joining her her father to watch the missile launch. Jr. is believed to have three children, including a son older than Ju-ahu by about 3 years. Jr. is also asked that the youngest son of his father, hold on, also likely the youngest son of his father, who tapped him to succeed the eldest son, Kim Jong-un Nam, grew too enormous with the capitalist West. That's the same older brother who Jr. Had later had assassinated in a chemical attack. So, a lot of stuff there. Sounds like a movie, if regards we start talking about it. The Rise of the Empire. So there you go. A lot of stuff. A lot of things get weird right away.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Something around the microphone. There you go. So take a listen to this. If you're taking, Semaglutide for weight loss, double check your dose. The FDA reports that hospitalization from users of self-administration far too much of the drug, in some cases 20 times more than what they should be taking. Overdose symptoms run the gamut of discomfort, including nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, fainting, headaches, migraines, dehydration, acute pancreatitis, and gallstone. This is according to the FDA. In most cases, users are giving themselves the jab too much of the drug from multiple use vials. And there may also have been confusion about the difference between a milliliter and a milligram. And there's a huge important distinction between the two. So that's something to think about, something to talk about. So there you go. Yeah, I mean, if you're doing 50 opposed to the 5, like let's say, for instance, you're supposed to do 5 milligrams and you're doing 50 because you don't know how to understand that. Yeah, you're doing 10 times the amount, my friend. And nobody wants that. So there you go. I mean, that's some breaking news stories there. I believe CBS has recently ran a story on this. Let me see if I can find this under their Health Watch seg. I believe that's where it was. Let's run this real quick. Hold on.
Well, as weight loss like Ozempic and Wegovy become more popular, concern is growing among obesity medicine specialists that there aren't enough physicians to have the specialized training needed to help patients navigate these drugs. Currently, less than 1% of the United States physician workforce is certified in obesity medicine. And those doctors stress the need for patients taking these weight loss properly prescribed and regularly monitored. They worry that without it, patients could be in danger of getting sick. So joining me now is Dr. Celine Gounder. She's the editor-at-large for...
So, I mean, how do you get 50 confused, or how do you get 5 confused with 50? Let's continue.
Public health at KFF and a CBS News medical contributor. Thank you for joining us. So my first question to you is, when you go to medical school, how much training do you get when it comes to obesity?
I mean, you would think we get a lot more training given over 40% of Americans are obese and even more are overweight and obese.
Yeah.
So you would think that this would be a core part of the curriculum. But when you consider the massive amount of information that you have to take in during medical school, it's really an overview. It's not an in-depth curriculum that you get on management of obesity treatment.
Mm-hmm. And these drugs are pretty new drugs, at least when it comes to obesity treatment. So, like, I'm thinking, like, you can get this from your...
Hold on. I thought these drugs were for diabetes and people are using it for obesity treatment. Isn't that the way that it's supposed to work? Or am I talking out of school here? Let's continue.
Regular doctor. You can get it from a specialist. You can get it from a medispa in some cases. You can get it from an online pharmacist. So there are a lot of people who have access to these drugs that are not going to be seeing a specialist on a regular basis. What could go wrong?
Well, there are certain side effects.
Isn't that answer like almost everything if you're not seeing a doctor on a regular basis for this? I mean, I don't know. Let's continue.
That you want to be monitoring for. So, for example, kidney function, pancreas. Some people develop what's called pancreatitis, where you can have nausea, abdominal pain. And some people have developed gastroparesis, which is where your stomach essentially becomes paralyzed and is not functioning correctly. So there are some significant side effects you want to be on the lookout for. And big picture, insurance companies are not going to be interested in covering these medications if people cycle on and off very quickly because they can't tolerate the side effects. So you really need somebody who knows what they're doing to help you manage and be aware of what to do about those side effects.
And what if you are on it successfully, but then you decide you want to get off? Do you need a doctor to help you do that as well?
Well, you do, especially if you want to keep the weight off. So a lot of people put the weight right back on when they stop these medications, and it really does require a shift in terms of your other habits. Very often there's a mental health component in these situations, too, you know, what drives you to eat.
Isn't it like comfort and emotions normally when people say that that's what it is? I mean, let's continue.
So you really do need some help trying to reset your lifestyle and your habits in order to keep the weight off.
Mm-hmm. So the moral of the story, if your doctor offers you, maybe ask a few more questions as well.
Ask a few more questions and make sure it's part of a holistic plan, that it's not just the medication.
Perfect. Dr. Celine Gounder, thank you very much.
Hold on. Was the interviewer just kind of leading? The person here, because that's what it felt like to me. I mean, I don't know. I could be absolutely wrong, but it felt like that, you know, she was kind of leading and detecting where that that interview needed to go. I'm just throwing that out there. Anyway, let's continue. An invasion of dragonflies has turned one Rhode Island beach into a nightmare over the weekend. Those enjoying the nice weather were bombarded with biblical plague-like swarms of insects. Yes, of insects while they tried to escape the buzzing. Other used sand toys to swat away the bugs. As for what caused it, experts say that it's likely due to the breeding or chasing after smaller insects that were kicked into the air. Not such fun fact, dragonfly swarm can number into the billions with a B, just in case. And this is detected on a radar. This is according to WCVB and WBUR. So there you go. Anyways, let's talk about some other stuff. Pastry chef Robert Loli Leguanto. He passed away on Sunday after a lengthy illness. No further details were shared. Roberto was widely regarded as the inventor of tiramisu. He was 81. Actress Erica Ash has died. She passed away on Monday after a battle with cancer. Ash is the best known for her roles in Scary Movie 5, Uncle Drew, and We Have Ghosts. She was 46 at the time of her passing. Also, baseball player Regis Moronta has died. He passed away in Dominican Republic on Saturday in an ATV accident. Moronta pitched for 4 years in the MLB teams with 6 seasons in the league. Okay, that's confusing. For 4 MLB, so here we go. He was 31 at the time of his passing. Also, baseball player Doug Creek has died. He passed away on Sunday with a battle with cancer. Creek was MLB pitcher who played for 9 years in the big leagues. He was 55 at the time of his passing. So there you go. Not really what you want to be talking about, but man, that's That's what's going on. So there you go. Let's talk about the numbers. The Dow lost about 49 points to close at 40,539 on Monday. The S&P ticked up 4 points to close at 5,463. And the NASDAQ increased by 12 points to close at 17,370. West Texas Intermediate closed at $75 a barrel and Brent crude was at $79 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.50 on Monday. And Bitcoin, ticked down. Ticked down on Monday, trading just around 67,250. And there was more than 6,090 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Monday, and more than about, 90 such cancellations. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $331 million jackpot or $156.2 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. So there you go. Anyways, let's talk about this update. A new report from TMZ provides more insight to what went down on the night of Justin Timberlake's DWI arrest. According to the outlet, a car driven by friends of the singer who he had been following came back to where he was pulled over after failing multiple sobriety tests and reeking of booze. JT was handcuffed, at which to the point a woman from the other car jumped out and asked the officer, "Are you going to arrest Justin Timberlake?" When it was clear that that was the case, the woman offered to drive her to his house so that he could sleep it off. Instead, JT was put into the back of the cop car and his keys were given to the woman, who proceeded to drive the car to her home. Why does this matter? Well, JT's lawyers think that the officer allowing the woman, who had reportedly also been drinking that evening, to drive off could be the grounds of the case being dismissed, questioning the officer's judgment. This is according to TMZ. So there you go. What other weird thing do we have going on? Tupac's family wants to get to the bottom of the allegation of Sean Combs may have played a role in the murder. Yeah, the murder of his murder, I guess. Family members have retained attorney Alex Spiro and Christopher Clore to look into the claims that Combs offered a payment of $1 million to kill Tupac. Combs has denied having any involvement of Tupac's death. This is according to Complex. So there you go. Some stuff going on right there. No doubt about that. Let's talk about this because people have been excited over the weekend. Deadpool Wolverine set a new record for the biggest R-rated opening weekend and global debut with more than $444 million. It's also the biggest domestic opening weekend of the year and the eighth best debut of all time. This is kind of hard to process, but thank you for everyone who went to see the film this weekend, said star Ryan Reynolds, as he wrote on Instagram. So there you go. A lot of stuff right there in regards to what's going on. Anyways, 32 minutes past top of the hour, so let's go ahead and do that thing that we like to do in regards to this time frame, and that is known as our main story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, main story time as we are hanging out and doing our thing. So let's talk about this. If you have ever worked in a large organization, if you worked in anything that probably medium, we don't even have to talk small. I mean, small could probably work too, but normally medium to large, and it's been a manufacturing place, you normally have machinery. It's kind of the way that it works. You know, you have the machines, you build some stuff, you're inside of your organization, and it kind of works that way. And some of these machines are just the greatest things on the planet because, you know, that's what we look for. We look for some great stuff to make sure that everything works. Everything's being manufactured. Everything's being done the way that it needs to be done. So I want you to think about this. I want you to think about maybe if you're in a manufacturing standpoint, that machine that you have done everything to make sure that it continues to work. And I'm not talking that you have made this machine the monster of Frankenstein, but I'm not saying that you didn't make this machine the monster of Frankenstein either. Yeah, I don't want you to get confused that Frankenstein is the monster, because Frankenstein is not the monster. Frankenstein is the monster that was created, so let's just make sure. Or not the monster that was created. Frankenstein was a doctor, and the monster that was created was Frankenstein's monster. But let's not get into that, because we're going to lose you. But I want you to think about this, where you've done everything to make sure that it continues to work. That's the important part. So at what point do you go, okay, we have done so many different things to make this work that it's time to call it. It's time to say, no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. Because there is some point where you have to do that. And what is that? It is the end of life cycle for the machine. The end of life cycle for the machine. Now, there are some people that are in the manufacturing world that will understand that this could be a thing that goes on for years and sometimes even decades before a machine is pulled all the way out. And I'm not saying that's good, and I'm not saying that it's bad, but I'm saying, man, it's something to think about. So when you start thinking about this and you start going end of life cycle for a machine, how does that work? What goes into place before the end of life cycle occurs? Now, I was having a conversation a few weeks ago with someone that said that they had contacted a manufacturer. The manufacturer was such in shock that the machine, they still had it working, that they sent somebody from the organization, from the company that made the machine, to come and see the machine because they couldn't believe it was still running because they didn't even make parts for it anymore. Machine had been around for 30 some odd years. But that's not the important part. That's the part that I want to talk about. Now, at what particular point do you look at stuff inside of your organization and go, end of life cycle when it comes to, boom, this program that we have, boom, this thought process that we have. Is it 20, 30, 40 years before these things are able to change? Or do you look at it and go, is there something in place? Is there something that's out there that we can change to move forward to? What does end of life cycle look like for you and your organization? What does end of life cycle look like in regards to what needs to happen within your organization? Because sometimes we have a lot of difficulty of letting go of things and not understanding that end of life cycle is something that happens and something that needs to take place. And that's where some of these big changes take place inside of an organization, that be it with machines, that be it with programs, that be it with things that we like or dislike. Sometimes end of life cycle is a good thing, not always a bad. It could be a good thing, just depending on how you want to take a look at it. Now, that's going to be something to think about today.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers, extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
are listening to a radio god. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a radio god. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
You have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, and South Carolina. For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
We are radio.
We are sarcasm.
We are both combined. Radio Big.
This inside of me. Cut me open, bleed royalty. I've never known defeat. That's for the weak. For the throne, you better show loyalty. Nothing can stand in my way. I look it right in the face. I'm never slowing down. Yeah, I'm winning this race. Can't hold me back. Can't hold me down. It's time for me to own it now. I'm on a whole new level.
app, whole new level, 44 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Tuesday. Yeah, hanging out doing the Rated R Safety Show. You know, it never hurts to get a little Rated R around here, that's for sure. Apparently the weekend was all about being Rated R. No doubt about that. Talk about the Deadpool Wolverine movie. Come on, what are you thinking? Rated R Superstar. You know what I'm saying. Anyway, so with that being said, this right here, whole new level. Kit Parks. Songs readily available on YouTube Music, Apple Music, and Spotify. Yeah, he's on a whole new level. So there you go. Readily available right now for you, bad boy. Okay, whole new level. Okay, so there you go. Let's get back into the move and the groove of the things that we have going on, because that is what we're supposed to do around here. We're moving, we're grooving, and we're doing all the stuff. But sometimes we need to take a pause for the cause and talk about the important stuff in life. And this is going to be about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime. And that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. So no matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com to find out more information. Listen, once you get there, there's all kinds of information. They list all their 24-hour helplines. They list information about addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. So, TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. To find out more information. Okay? To Write Love on Her Arms. That's all you have to do. TWLOHA.com. And that will get everything moving and grooving for you. Everything moving and grooving for you. TWLOHA.com. Just take a look. Might be information that you need. Might be information that somebody else needs. Never hurts to have more information than what you need, because you never know when you might need to pull it out of the bag. So TWLOHA.com. Anyways, let's get back into some of the stuff that's going on inside of the multiverse, because, hey, why would we not do that? It always seems like it's an important time for us to talk and do all the fun stuff that we get to do. If we're not talking, if we're not blabbing, if we're not moving, if we're not grooving, then what are we doing here? I mean, I don't know. As you know, all I do all day is talk. What? I mean, you get the point. I mean, we talk, but we try to implement stuff that's important. So with that being said, let me tell you this. Let me tell you about the Olympic dreams. Many of us, I'm sure, are watching the Paris Olympics from the comfort of our couch, bag of chips in hand, and wondering ourselves, why don't I look like that? And while it's natural to compare ourselves to others, experts say that you should cut ourselves some slack. Dr. Amadeus Mason, medical director of the USA Track and Field, point out that most of the competitors spend their entire lives training for this one moment. That means that it is unrealistic to expect to look like an Olympian, but it might be a good thing to enjoy the games and become inspired by them. Let's see, athletes that don't make it to the Olympics by accident, they identified a goal, assess what it requires for them mentally and physically, and then address the obstacle and limitation. Mason suggests to do the same with our personal goals, but recognizing the destination will be different. For instance, if you're a working mom, it might be even considered a lofty goal to work out consistently for 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. And remember, it's easy to put Olympians on a pedestal, but working out and is their full-time job, well, and, you know, filming commercials, apparently. I mean, I'm just saying. And then the other side, on the other hand, I'm sure most Olympians would look at me and be very jealous on how many pretzels and burgers I can eat. I mean, I'm just saying, you never know. I mean, somebody has to take a look at some of these things and go, you know, I have goals as well in regards of things that I should be doing. I mean, I'm just saying.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
What, you disagree? Okay, sorry. Okay, let's talk about trolling the trolls real quick. Have you ever been told that you have a dark sense of humor? Or maybe you didn't even have to be told, you just knew? Well, And for a while, I'm sure those who possess the dark sense of humor are as funny in their own, you know, their own way as anyone. Well, there is, well, a dark side. A new study published by Behavioral Science has determined that those with dark humor are more likely to engage on online trolling. And what's more that they don't appreciate is their own antagonism turned back on them. In other words, trolls don't like being trolled. Online trolling is a social behavior characterized by deception and disruption. A troll tries to ignite controversy simply by to watch people turn against each other. And now the doozy, the researchers finding also indicate that people who possess the dark sense of humor are more likely to demonstrate sadism and, being cunning, screaming, and unscrupulous. Well, I don't know if I'd go that far in calling myself cunning, seeming, or unscrupulous, but at least when I'm posting under my real name. So fortunately, my sense of humor is way more dad than dark. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, I have a friend that apparently, you know, anytime that he doesn't like anything in life, he starts posting on his social media. And yesterday, apparently, you know, he was not happy about life in general. I want to say there was 12 posts that he put up yesterday. And an hour time frame, 2 hour time frame. And I'm not talking about 12 posts like replying to people. I'm talking about like 12 individual posts about, you know, life, politics, you know, all the fun stuff that people like to go through. I never understand the whole thing. Like, what is this going to do? Like, I look at it from the standpoint of if you're trying to change someone's mind, calling them an asshole is not going to probably be the best way to do that. I'm just saying.
Show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, with that being said, let's do this. John Smalls in our life motivation minute.
Brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com. The motivation. Today's quote was submitted by Sarah. Andre Gide said, "Be faithful to that which exists within yourself." I like this, sort of. I like the idea of being faithful to what's in my heart. Now, I think that's kind of the same thing. I try to follow my heart. My wife might say I follow my stomach, and she's not wrong. I often make decisions based on how hungry I am at the time. Have you ever done that? We were going to watch a movie one time, but I was kind of hungry, so we watched one episode of a TV show instead, and then we went and got something to eat. See, I was following my heart and my stomach. Are you following your heart? Do you love what you get to do each day? If that is not an easy yes, you should see what changes you can make in your life to get to that place. The Motivation Minute. Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. I suspect that many of you are in the same place I am. Your plate is too full. And as a result, life has lost its zest. It's time to take control of your life. Make a list of all your responsibilities. Now decide what to delegate and what to let go undone. Finally, focus on those things only you can do. You are the only husband or wife your spouse has. You are the only father or mother your children have. You are. Lord Jesus, forgive us for trying to do it all. We think we are being responsible. But in reality, it is pride that drives us. Forgive us. In your holy name we pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
More hits to help you work. Because to get rich, you gotta work hard.
Yeah, dude, look, I just made so much money that I could just sit around on my ass all day and play video games.
Wait, I forgot about Dogecoin.
Dogecoin rules!
Yeah, Dogecoin rules. 54 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2020, NASA launches the President Rover, an Integrity helicopter to Mars. The rover mission is to search the site for ancient microbial life. It remains active on the Red Planet. That happened back on this date in 2020. 2020. So there you go. So talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Joey King turns 25. Phineas O'Connell. Yeah, you know that guy that produces all the Billie Eilish stuff? Yeah, he turns 27 today. Austin North, 28. Gina Rodriguez, 40. Yvonne Trzaskowski. Yeah. Hannah McKay, to me, 42. Hope Solo turns 43. Hilary Swank turns 50. Christopher Nolan turns 54. Terry Crews, 56. Vivica A. Fox turns 60. Lisa Kudrow, 61. Lauren Fishburne, 63. Kate Bush, 66. Arnold Schwarzenegger turns 77 today. And Paul Anka turns 83. So there you go. That's some birthdays that are going on. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, it's World Day Against Trafficking in Persons, International Day of Friendship, National Father-in-Law Day, National Whistleblower Day, National Cheesecake Day, Paperback Book Day, and Share a Hug Day. Who do you want to share a hug with? Hey, now, I'm just saying. I mean, I'm just asking the question. Don't get mad at me. Is there anybody in mind? I mean, if it's a day that you're wanting to celebrate, maybe you need to go out there and try to celebrate the damn thing. Anyway, let's talk about some crazy facts, some whack facts today. A duck can't walk without bobbing its head. A left drumstick of a chicken is more tender than the right one. You have to eat 11 pounds of potatoes to gain 1 pound of weight, but if you put butter on it, that is a different story. Kissing someone for a minute burns about 2 calories. Hey, now, a square piece of dry paper cannot be folded into half more than 7 times. In China, North American football is known as olive ball. So there you go. Some stuff you did not know. If you need a random joke for today, try this. Give a man a fish and you'll feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish and he'll buy a funny hat. Talk to a hungry man about fish and you're a consultant. So there you go. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. Imagine the best day ever. What kind of things would you do? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. You probably deny it, but the average, you do this about 32 times a year. What is it? Break the law. So there you go. You're breaking the law, breaking the law. Anyways, let's talk about this real quick. Conklin Conference coming up September the 10th through the 12th in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Would love to see you there if you want to come and hang out with us and do the things that we do. We'll talk about the world of human and organizational performance. Would love to see you there. To find out more information, safetyfm.io. Safetyfm.io. Hang out, talk about everything that's going on inside of the world of human and organizational performance. So there you go. That's going to sum up our time together at the top of the hour. I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me. If you stay on Safety FM, you'll get to hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. I'll talk about the world of entertainment and music. So there you go. Depends on what you want to do. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. A man with an outward courage dares to die. A man with inner courage dares to live. Think about that. It's some different things, different strokes for different folks, depending on how you want to take a look at it. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.